Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Zayin. We are holding on the top of daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss three opinions about when shechita of a mesukenes, of a behemah mesukenes, is good. Meaning a behemah mesukenes is an animal that's about to die anyway, and you quickly shecht it before it dies, because if it dies, it's an avela, and then it's no good for you, but you want to be able to use its meat, so you quickly shecht it before it dies. So at what point do you assume that the shechita is actually what killed it, and when do you have to be choshesh that maybe it died anyway without the shechita, and therefore it would be no good? So what are the indications that it's in fact kosher? So the Mishnah is going to have three different shitos as to the definition of as to the halacha of when shechting ben mesukenes is kosher. The Gemara is going to have four suggested sources that behema mesukenes is mutter at all. Meaning, who says that if it's mesukenes that that's okay? Maybe it's already not kosher from the time that it's a mesukenes. So most of the daf is going to be going through the four different sources. Whether we learn it out from nevela, we learn it out from treifa, we learn it out from Chelev, perhaps, or we learn that from the Pesuk in Yecheskel. Somehow we're going to derive that shechting, that a behema mesukenes in general is mutter, as long as you can verify that it died as a result of the shechita and not prior to the shechita. And then at the very end of the daf, it's a strange order, but at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to define what a mesukenes is. How do I know what's called a behema mesukenes? So let's see the Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, a behema mesukenes that is about to die, if you shecht it before it dies, it's going to be mutter ba'achila. So how do you know that you shechted it before it died? Hashochet is a mesukenes, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, ad sheteparches biyad uberegel, that it has to shake its foreleg and hind leg, and only then do you know that it died at the gemar shechita. But if there was no pirchus, if there was no movement in the animal when you shechted it in both the yad and the regel, then you can rest assured it died before the shechita, and it is therefore a nevela. You're not allowed to eat it. If you don't know if it was mefarches or not, that lechoru would be a suffik nevela. That's what the Rambam points out, and the suffik nevela is asa. The Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Machol Sasuros, and the Chassam Sofer and the Chuvin Yardei Simchav says, why would a suffik nevela be asa? Why don't we have a cheskas chaya? And that meaning that we, generally speaking, when you're not sure, you follow chazaka, and the chazaka is the last known status of the animal, and the last known status of the animal was that it was alive, because right now you have a cheskas, because even though you have a cheskas chaya, you also have a chazaka she'ina zavuach, says the Chassam Sofer. You have a chazaka that it wasn't shechted. The last known status was that there was no shechita on the animal. So those chazakos counteract each other, and therefore you're just simply left with safek daraisa l'chumra. So if you're not even sure if it's mefarches, that's what the Rambam writes, you're going to have to assume l'chumra. Rabbi Lazar Omer, dayo im zinka. Now you don't need the animal to be mefarches biyadu beregel. It's good enough that that the blood squirts out with a certain koach from the animal's neck, because that's an indication of vitality up until the last moment. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Hashochet b'layla, if a person shechts a behemah mesukenes at night, and because it's dark, he can't see if the behema is being mefarches, or maybe he can't see if it's mezanek, like the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, in terms of determining whether it's a mesukenes, ulemachar hishku matzak salim leim dam, and the next morning he finds the walls of the Beis HaShechita and the animal's neck are full of dam, so ksheira, shezinka, then it's kosher, because then you know that it was mezanek, then you know that the blood was squirting out, it came out b'koach, because otherwise the kosher Beis HaShechita would not be so saturated with blood. The ukemidas Rabbi Eliezer, and that's like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that's all you need to know, that you don't need to know that it was mefarches. If it was mezanek, that's good enough, you can rely on that. Farches obiyad oberegel, a third shita. Not that you need pirchos biyad uberegel, nor that zinuk is enough, one or the other. Either that it's mefarches biyad or beregel, or it at least shakes its tail, it wags its tail in one direction and the other, so then you know that that it had vitality up until the last moment. So echad behemadaka, ve echad behemagasa. the dinim of Pirchus were said both by a behema daka, like a goat, and both by a behema gasa, like by a cow. So it's still the same dinim would apply as far as Pirchus is concerned. But dafka it says behema. By ofos you don't need Pirchus like you would by a behema. That's going to be a gemara in tomorrow's daf, that even the tiniest movement by an oaf would already be a sign of vitality. So the Rosh Yosef explains that the Mishnah has to write that both that a behema gasa requires pirchus, because you might think that a behema gasa that has a lot of chiyus definitely didn't die before the shechita. I mean, it takes more to kill a behema gasa. So you might think that even though it's a mesukenes, you can rely on the fact that it's much harder to remove the life force from a behema gasa, and therefore, in all likelihood, even if it's not mefarches, it would be mutter. That's the chiddush of saying that this is true even of a behema gasa, that if it's not mefarches, then you have to assume that it in fact died before the shechita. But the Mishnah explains that Behema Daka in a certain way is different than Behema Gasa. Behema Daka shepashta yada velo echzira psula. If it was Behema Daka that stretched out its foreleg at the Gemar Shechita but didn't pull it back, meaning the full Pirchus would be stretching and pulling back to move in both directions, but if the animal only moved in one direction, not the other, that's going to be pasul she'ena ela hotza'as nefesh b'vad. That's just the nefesh leaving it, but that's not a real pirchus that would show that it was fully alive until the Gemar Shechita. But that's only true by a behema daka. But by a behema gasa, you only need pashta, you don't need pashta vehichzira. You don't need it to have gone in both directions, you only need it to have moved in one direction, because it's not the derech of a behema gasa, b'shas yitzias neshama, to move at all, and therefore it's considered a pirchus if it was moving in both directions. So b'medvar mamurim shayse b'cheskas mesukenes. This whole idea that you need some movement, you need this pirchus in order to establish that the animal was kosher and that the animal didn't die before the shechita, that's only if you know that the animal is in fact mesukenes and was going to die before you shechted it. But if you take a perfectly healthy, vital, strong animal, even if you don't have any of these simanim, even if the blood is not zonek and the animal is not mefarches, not biyad, not beregel, you have no reason, there's no reason to assume that it died before the shechita, so you don't have to be choshesh that it died before the shechita. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss this halacha of misukenes. We had said in the Mishnah that a behemah misukenes, the assumption of the whole Mishnah is that a misukenes, when you shecht the misukenes, it's going to be mutar b'achila as long as you have one of these simanim, as long as you know that you got the shechita in time before the animal died. So the Gemara says misukenes b'may desharia, but who says that a misukenes is mutar? Maybe the very idea, maybe from the moment it becomes a misukenes, from the moment the animal gets sick enough that you know that it's going to die, that's it. It should be aser. Who says that it's mutar? So says Gemara, whoa, that's not how halacha works. We might taste a gadait in da asira. Why would you think that it's us? You can't just say, oh, it's got to be us because no one ever told us it's mutter. No, the rule is in kol ha-teru kula, things are mutter unless Hashem said they're us, unless either Hashem said they're us or the Rabbanan said they're us. Everything else is assumed to be mutter. Rabbi Sablowski likes to say there are three different hashkafas ha-chaim that he finds out there. There are people that believe that everything is mutter until proven asr, which is correct. There are people that believe everything is usr until proven mutter because they enjoy a good chumrah, and there are people that believe everything is usr even after proven mutter because they really enjoy chumras. I would add, there are people that think everything is mutter even after it's proven usr also. But okay, there are four types of people. But the proper hashkafa is that everything is mutter unless you show me where the isr is, unless there exists some sort of isr. You can't just pretend that there's an isr. So my tesek adaitin da siro. Why would I assume that it's usr in the first place? So the Gemara explains that there's a havamina to say that it's aser. Dichsiv zos hachaya asher tochlu. The parsha explains the simani tuma and tara of a behema, and from the pasuk it says that only a behema that is chaya ochol she'ein chaya lo tochal. A behema that is going to live, that will live, that you're allowed to eat. But if it's a behema that will not live because it's so sick, it's going to die, then you cannot eat such a behema. And a mesukenes, by definition, is a behema that is so sick it, that it will not live. So that's the reason to assume that a Mesukenes would be Aser. And therefore, we need to know how we can counteract that Pasuk and tell me that a Mesukenes is Mutter. Because from that Pasuk, it sounds like any behemoth that is not destined for Chiyus is going to automatically be Aser. It's interesting, though, that the Gemara in a couple of Daphim from now, in Daphim Mem Beis, is going to use this Pasuk to learn that a Trefa ain't a Chaya, that a Trefa is not destined to live. So the Tosos explains in Dibra Maskel She'ena that the Gemara is assuming like the Maskana of our Gemara over here, that the Makar for Behema Mesukenes being Aser is not from the Pasuk Zosachaya, it's from some other Pasuk where that Behema Mesukenes is in fact not Aser, so it has to be something else, that this Pasuk is not actually the Maskana, this Pasuk is used for an entirely different Drasha in the end of the day. The Ar Sameach points out in the 8th Perek of Hilchos Shechita that from the Gemara over here, it sounds like the sugi is dealing with a behemoth Mesukenes that is definitely not going to live. And even such a behemoth is mutar b'achila if there's no obvious chisaron in any of its evarim, and it's not, doesn't fit any of the definitions of trefa. And he writes that you find in Rishonim that let's say explicitly that way. But in Chalkas Yoav, he brings the Ravid in his Perish to Taras Kohanim and the Kuzari that the reason that a Mesukenes is mutar is because maybe there's still a way to cure it. Meaning maybe if you brought it to a vet and he had some sort of medication, there would be some way to cure it. But if, in a chinami, you had an animal that had no chance, then it would taka be aser, it would not be mutter. But okay, so says the Gemara now. What's the Midam Rachman and Nevela Lo Tochal from the fact that the Torah says, don't eat a nevela, right? It says, L'sokhlu kol nevela, mechlal de Mesukenes sharia. So this is the first source that how do I know Mesukenes is mutter? So again, just to chazer what's happening over here, the Gemara says, how do I know it's mutter? The Gemara says, what do you mean, how do I know it's mutter? Why would you think it's aser? So we brought a source why you would think it's aser. That chaya, you're allowed to eat, but something that's ain't a chaya, that's not destined to live, you're not allowed to eat. Okay, so now we need to know why is a Mesukenes mutter? So source number one, from the fact that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a nevela. So it sounds like, yeah, a nevela you're not allowed to eat, but a Mesukenes, you are allowed to eat these. If you hold it, you're not allowed to eat a Mesukenes because it's not destined to live. If it was already Asir while it was alive, when it was a Mesukenes right before it died, so you need to tell me that after the animal dies, it's going to be Asir. Why would the Torah need to tell me that a Nevela is Asir? It was Asir even before it became a Nevela. It was Asir even while it was still alive when it was only destined to die. So this sounds like a Kal V'chomer. So shouldn't we say Ein Masirin Min Adin? Meaning I still need the Pasuk of Nevela because I can't learn a Losase based on a Kal V'chomer. So in the Sefer Shalmei Toda, he asks this question and he suggests that Mikoach the Kal V'chomer, we want to be Marbish that Lachar Misa there's an Isra Sei of Esachaya Asher Tochelu and not an Isra Lav. So Ein Masirin Min Adin is only that you can't learn an Isra Lav from a Kal V'chomer. Over here we're trying to use the Kal V'chomer to say that there should be an Isra Sei. So anyway, so says Mar V'dilma Hainu Nevela Hainu Mesukenes. Maybe the Lashon of the Pasuk when it says Nevela, it means Mesukenes. So aside from the Pasuk which only tells me that that there's an iser to eat a behemoth Mesukenes that's not destined to live, you need another pasuk of the Sochlu Kal Nevela to tell me that there's also an iser lav on the same thing. So you can't learn from this pasuk that a Mesukenes is mutter. Adrabah, maybe the fact that the pasuk goes out of its way to tell me Nevela is aser is just telling me that the definition of Nevela is a little broader than we thought it was. We thought a Nevela is a dead animal that died without the benefit of Shechita. No, maybe a Nevela includes even the Mesukenes, and that it's a violation of both an Asay and a Los Asay. So it says, Los Al-Kadaituch. You can't think that the Lashon of the Pasuk, when it says Nevela, includes a Mesukenes. Tichziv, because when it talks about Nevela, it says, the Chiyomus min Abehema asher hu lachem liachla, hanogea binivlasa. That someone who's nogea a Nevela, touches a Nevela, is tamei ada erev. La'achar misu hu dekari rachman a Nevela. But the Pasuk is clear that it's only called a nevela after it dies. But mechayim lo ikri nevela. The definition of nevela cannot be broadened and expanded to include even before the animal dies. So when the pasuk says l'soch l'kol nevela, clearly it's only talking about a dead animal. So behemah mesukenes is therefore mutter, because otherwise I wouldn't need a pasuk to aser the animal after it's dead. If a mesukenes were aser, it would already be aser while it was still alive. So says Gemara v'dilma li'olam emalach nevela hainu mesukenes. Maybe I could really tell you that nevela and mesukenes are the same thing. That nevela is a behemah that was mesukan and became aser because it was mesukan while it was alive, and then it died and it became a nevela. And even though it was already aser while it was alive, the Torah still has to tell me that after it's a nevela, it's going to be aser. Because mechayim ba'aseh lachar misa b'lav. Maybe the word nevela, you're right, does not include a mesukenes, but still, mesukenes is aser. And still I need a pasuk to tell me that nevela is aser, because mesukenes was only an isra aseh. When it dies, the isser becomes a stronger isser. It becomes an isser los aseh. And that's a very critical difference between an aseh and a los aseh. You get malchus for a los aseh. There are all different rules as far as violation of a los aseh versus violation of an aseh. Elamita Amar Achmana, so the Gemara says, okay, we need a different makar that a mesukenes is mutter. So the makar that the Torah tells me that there's nisra nevela, hamashma, that a mesukenes is mutter, that didn't work out, because it could be that a mesukenes is also aser, nevela is just a stronger iser. So source number two, possibility number two, Elamita Amar Achmana, trefa lo tochal. Pasuk says, don't eat a behema that is a trefa. A trefa is a wounded animal that's going to die as a result of its wounds. So Mechlal, the Mesukenes Sharia, that sounds like that a Mesukenes would be mutter. How do I see from the fact that there's Nisr Trefa that a Mesukenes is necessarily mutter? Di'i salka daitach Mesukenes Asira, because if you're going to hold that when an animal is Mesukan, it's going to be Asir even though there's no obvious chisaron in its guf. You know, a trefa is defined as, we're going to have elu trefas, it's defined as certain physical deformities or problems, not deformities, but physical, sometimes deformities, or problems that are clear in the animal. But mesukenes just means the animal is dying. It doesn't necessarily, it's diseased, it doesn't, or it's old or weak, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has anything, any of the specific items that would render an animal a trefa. So if you hold that a mesukenes is aser, even though there's no obvious chisaron in the guf of the animal, hashtu mesukenes to lo machsara asira trefa mibayi. So if a mesukenes that doesn't even have one of these chesronos is going to be aser, so a trefa, you need to tell me that a trefa that has such a chisaron in the guf is going to be aser. From the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me that a trefa is aser, tells me that dafka, a trefa, that is... Bisakana, that's part of the definition of a trefa, is that it's going to die soon. So dafka, a trefa, that is bisakana, where there's a chisaron in its guf, is going to be aser. But a mesukenes without any of those chisaronos is going to be mutter ba'achila. So that's the limud, the second possibility of how we know that a mesukenes is mutter. So before the Gemara challenges that limud, Tosos raises the question, hashtu mesukenes, in Dibra Maskel, hashtu mesukenes, Tosos raises the question that it could be the reason the Torah writes the Isra of Trefa is to aser a Trefa even if it's not Nechsar Migufa. Like a behema that has, meaning there are certain Trefos that are not a Chisarun in the Guf. A behema has a Regel Yesera. It has an extra Regel. It's also a Trefa. So that's not a Chisarun in the Guf. Or a behema falls Minagag. It falls off of a roof. That's also a Trefa. No obvious Chisarun in the Guf. Because you can't learn that, and that can't be derived from the Kal V'Chomer of Mesukenes. Right? What do we want to say? Oh, it's unnecessary to tell me Trefa's Aser. It's Kal V'Chomer from Mesukenes. Mesukenes has no obvious flaw in the guf, it's Aser. So Trefa, which has an obvious flaw, all the more so should be Aser. But not every Trefa has an obvious flaw. Sometimes a Trefa it's not a Chisaron. Sometimes it's a Yisron. It's something that's extra. It's an extra leg. Or just time it fell from the roof. So Tosa says that since the reason of Behemoth that has a regular Yisera is Aser is because Yesar kenotul dami. The Gemara is going to have such an expression later on that having an extra limb is like having a missing limb. So it is a chisaron, meaning having an extra limb is actually called a chisaron. It doesn't seem like a chisaron, it seems like something extra, but it's considered a chisaron. And the same is true with behemah shenafal menagag is aser, because we assume that it's nechzer begufa when it fell from the gag. So all of that is included in the category of a trefa that's nechzer begufa. And the Tosa Rashi, he just adds that the Gemara could have rejected this by saying that the reason the Torah writes alosa sebetrefa is because if you only derive it from the Yisra of the Mesukenes, then it would only be an Yisra say. But the Gemara anyway is going to come up with a different rejection, so it doesn't bother with that rejection, the same one we had before by Nevela. In the Meloa Roim, he raised the question that since the Gemara is understanding the pasuk of Zos Hachaya to tell me that a Mesukenes is Aser, and it's not going to tell me that a Trefa will not live, like we said, the Gemara will tell me eventually that that's the real meaning of the pasuk, that a Trefa will not live. So how do you know that, meaning, so based on where we are right now, that we're using Zos Hachaya not to tell me about a Trefa, but we're using Zos Hachaya to tell me about a Mesukenes, so right now we have no makar that a Trefa will not live. If we have no makar that a Trefa will not live, so then the whole lima doesn't make any sense. How could you learn that a trefa is also ba'achila from the fact that a mesukenes is also ba'achila, right? It's all a kal v'chomer. That a mesukenes, which is going to die without any obvious chisaron, is also ba'achila. A trefa, which is going to die with an obvious chisaron, all the more so should be also ba'achila. Right now, we have no source that a trefa is going to die. The whole way we know that a trefa is going to die is from the pasuk that we're using to tell me that a mesukenes is also. It's a very sharp kasha that the lower roim raises. Not sure what the answer is, but it's a very sharp kasha. So you have to say that there's some other pasuk that would tell me that trefa in a chaya. Rambam seems to have a different pasuk that tells me trefa in a chaya. So according to that, then it would be okay. Okay, so anyway, so says Gemara, no, we could reject this source, the idea that there's nisr trefa, as the source for the idea that a mesukenes is mutter. V'dilma hainu trefa hainu mesukenes, because maybe trefa and mesukenes mean the same thing. Meaning, even a mesukenes that doesn't have a chisaron haguf, if it can't live, if it's destined to die, maybe that's also called the trefa. The word trefa includes any animal that's going to die. Elav or elav, ba'asei v'lo sa'asei. And it's coming to tell me that a mesukenes is aser both ba'asei and v'lo sa'asei. That's why the Torah has an iser of trefa. That a mesukenes is aser and it's an iser of trefa, but it's an iser asei. And then in addition, we have an iser lo sa'asei of trefa. So im kein nevela the kas of Rachman alamali. Now, if that were true, that the pasuk trefa lo sochelu is coming to tell me that a mesukenes is already asur while it's alive, both in the nisra say and even while it's alive in the lo say of trefa, then when the Torah says that a nevela is asur ba'achila, and we said that even though it's asur be'isra say, since before it died it was mesukenes, the Torah still has to write a nevela to tell me a lo say. Well, then lamali. Now I no longer that answer that I gave to the first approach is no longer valid, because the whole reason we said we needed the Isra of Nevela if a Mesukenes is Aser. The whole reason we needed the Isra of Nevela is to make it a Los Hase. But now we're saying that even when it's alive, it's already below Sase. Even when it's a Mesukenes, it's already below Sase. Uma Mechaim Kayala Belav Hase, Lachar Misa Mibayi. If when it was alive, it already had an Alav and an Ase. So Lachar Misa, of course, it has both an Isra Lav and an Ase. Says Maranov Dilma, Hainu Nevela, Hainu Trefa, Hainu Mesukenes. V'lav v'lav b'shnei lav v'asei. Maybe the Yisra Nevela is also talking about a behemoth that dies after it becomes a Trefa and a Mesukenes. And the reason we need an extra los asei is to tell me that you violate two lavin and an asei. That a behemoth la'ach, after it became a Trefa and became a Mesukenes, aside from being in violation of the Yisra lav of Trefa and the asei of a Mesukenes, you also violate a lav of Nevela if you eat the animal after it dies. So you can't learn from there that a Mesukenes is mutter from the fact that the Torah asers a Trefa. So even though after it dies it's a Nevela, but the Isra of Trefa that it had before, Tosos points out on Daf Lamed Beis, earlier Tosos pointed out that the Isra of Trefa that it had before does not go away. The reason the Isra, the Achiezer points out in the Tshuva, the reason the Isra of Nevela could be Chal on the Isra of Trefa, we don't say Ein Isra Chal al Isra, is because Nevela and Trefa are one min, that Trefa is Tchilas Nevelahi. Trefa is considered to be the beginning of the process of becoming Nevela. I mean, what's a Nevela? An animal that dies, that died. What's a trefa? An animal that's dying. So yeah, dying leads to dead. So there, it's just the beginning of the process that leads to nevela. So we would say isra chal al isra in such a case. So now the Gemara explains that it's got to be a third pasuk. So far, none of our sources worked. We're trying to figure out how we know that a Mesukenes is mutter. And what we keep turning up is, oh, it's lav for lav dasei velosasei. It's aser, but it's just an asei plus a losasei. It's aser, but it's an asei plus two losaseis. No, no, I need to find out it's mutter. Elamei hachel. We learn it from the following. Pasuk says, by the yisuf chelev, chelev nevele, chelev trefa, ye osel l'chol malacha, v'achol losach luhu. So it's telling me that you're not allowed to eat a nevela, the chelev of nevela. Va'amar mar, l'may hilchasa, why does the Torah have to tell me v'achol losach luhu? The yisuf of chelev was already reported in the Torah. Amra haTorah yavo isur nevela v'yachla l'isur chelev. That even though chelev is already asur, all the chelev of an animal is asur, the isur nevela is going to be chal on the isur of chelev. Yavo isur trefa v'yachla l'isur chelev. The isur trefa will be chal on the isur on the chelev of a trefa. So you're chay, if you eat the chelev of a trefa, you're chayiv both for the isur chelev and for the isur trefa. We don't say ein isur chal al isur, that the isur of trefa is not going to be chal on the isur of chelev, because the isur of chelev was before the animal became a nevela or a trefa. So the isur chelev is going to be chal, meaning the isur chelev is chal as soon as the animal is born. And now the animal becomes a trefa, the animal becomes a nevela, that isur is going to be chal even on the chelev. The Rambam writes in the 17th parak of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, Klal gadol hu b'kol yisurim shabbatora, she'ein isur chal al isur. Generally speaking, if you already have an isur, another isur cannot be chal on that isur. Elim keino yishnei yisurim ban kachas. Unless they both came simultaneously, Oshaya isur mosif devarim acherim aloso isur. Or the second isur added new things that the first isur didn't include. Or it incorporated more things that the first isur did not. So the Gemara sounds that the isur nevel and trefar are chal and the isur chelev. The Gemara makes it sound like it's a gzeres hakasav over here. So Tosfos Maseches Vachem and Daf Ayin says, well, if you hold that isur kolel is chal al isur, why do I need a gzeres hakasav that an isur nevel and trefar are chal and isur chelev? The isur nevel and trefar are more expansive than the isur chelev. The isur chelev only includes the chelev. The isur of trefa and nevel include the entire animal. So shouldn't we say anyway that the Isser should be Chal al-Isser? That's the Kasha that Tosfos asks. Meaning, it's not a Kasha on the Halacha that we're saying over here. We're saying that the Isser is Chal al-Isser. What Tosfos is asking is, it should be obvious. I shouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me that Isser is Chal al-Isser over here. It's obvious that Isser would be Chal al-Isser over here, because it's including more items. So as long as you assume Isser Chal al-Isser, be Isser Kolel. So that's the kasha that Tosfos raises. Okay, so anyway, says Mar Vishalka Daito Trefa Hainu Mesukenes. If you can assume that a Trefa and a Mesukenes are the same thing, meaning that the Yisr Trefa applies even when the animal is a Mesukenes and there's no obvious Chisarun in his guf, so Lichtav Rachmanin Chelev Nevela Yeyasel L'chol Malacha. Let the Torah tell me that the Chelev Nevela is not Metame B'tumas Nevela, and Chelev Trefa Lo Tochluhu, and the Chelev of a Trefa is Asub Achila, and the Yisr is Chal, and the Yisr of Chelev V'ana Amina, and I'll figure out on my own that when it dies, the Yisr of Nevela is going to be Chal on the chelev from a kal v'chomer. Uma michayim asi isur trefa chayil isur chelev. If while the animal is alive, the isur trefa can be chal on the chelev, lachar nisa mibayi, so certainly after the animal dies, the isur nevela should be able to be chal on the isur chelev. Elam yidukas v'achman nevela mechal de trefa lav haynu mesukenes. From the fact that the Torah says this pasuk about nevela, that there's an isur of chelev nevela, it sounds like trefa is not a mesukenes. The behema that became asur be isur trefa is defined as only when there's a chisaron begufa, but a mesukenes that has no chisaron begufa is not asur b'isur trefa. So I need a pasuk to tell me that a mesukenes that dies is asur b'isur nevela, and that isur is chal on the chelev as well. So since the isur trefa is not does not apply to a mesukenes, so that's a raya, therefore, that a mesukenes is mutter. Because if it were not mutter, why would I need a pasuk to asur a trefa? I could learn it from a kal v'chomer that a mesukenes is asur, even though there's no chisaron in the guf. So says Gemara, maskuf l'mar avashi v'dil m'lil m'imla chayna trefa hayna mesukenes. Maybe the isur trefa includes even a mesukenes, even an animal that doesn't have a chisaron in the guf. Udika amrit nevelu kasav rachman l'amali. Ah, you ask, why do I need the Torah to tell me nevela. I clear a nisu nevela could be chal nisu chelav from a kalvachomer that a nisu treifas chal on a nisu chelav. No, I could answer that because the nisu chelav of nevela says lahach nevela dolasi mikach mesukenas. Maybe the Torah only tells me the nisu chelav of nevela for those nevelos that you can't learn from a mesukenas that never became a mesukenas. Meaning sometimes an animal could be a nevela even though it was never a mesukenas. How does that happen? Doesn't mesukenas mean that it's about to die, and nevela means that it did die? So isn't that true that every animal that died was once about to die? It says no. Sometimes it could happen very suddenly. It says the Gemara, Hechidami sha'asa agistra. You chop the animal in half. So just chop it in half just like that. It never had a moment where it could be a mesukenas. It went from vital and alive to dead, and that was it. So says Gemara, no hasamnami ef shadlavi mesukenas port mekami delusak luruba. Now right before you cut the majority of the body in half, there was that moment where it was a mesukenas, where it was just bleeding out, and it can't be that there's a moment that there's no moment of it being a mesukenas. So the Yisur Trefa is only about a behema that's nechsa begufa. Mesukenas is when there's no chisarn in the guf, and mesukenas is therefore mutter. And that's why I need a special pasuk to tell me that a behema that dies has nisu nevela on its chelev. I can't learn it from a kalvachomer of mesukenas, because a mesukenas is in fact mutter. So that's the third possibility, but the first one that we accept, that actually works as a raya, that a mesukenas is mutter. Says Gemara, a fourth possibility. V'iba yaseima im kain, the Gemara explains, not a fourth possibility yet, we'll get to that in a second, but the Gemara is going to explain another way that we can learn from the Pasuk Chel Nevela that a Mesukenes is Mutter. V'ibay Seema, I mean, it's still from the same Pasuk, it's still within the third possibility. Im Kain, if a Mesukenes were Aser, Lema Chelev Nevela Utrefa. Chelev lamali. Let the Torah just say Chelev nevela utrefa yeasal lekal malacha v'achalo tochlu. And I've learned that the yisur nevela and the yisur trefa could be chal on the yisur of chelev. But why does the pasuk say the chelev nevela, the chelev trefa? Why does it have to repeat the word chelev? So by saying the word chelev twice, it's telling me a drasha. Zui she'in chel b'cholok mi b'sara v'yesh l'cha acheres she'chel b'cholok mi b'sara ve'ezu zu mesukenes. That yes, an animal that's about to die, the chelev and the basar have the same din. They're both asr. That dafka by a trefa, you have the chelev is asr and the basar is asr. But there's another animal that's similar to a trefa, but not quite a trefa, where the chelev is going to be asr because chelev is always asr, but the basar is going to be mutter. What's that? That's a mesukenes. The basar of a mesukenes is mutter because a mesukenes has no iser. So that's how we see that a mesukenes is mutter. Or another possibility, and this is the fourth possibility, the fourth source that we have, that a mesukenes is in fact mutter. Again, all of this is just to explain that our Mishnah went through the rules of how you know that the animal didn't die prematurely when you quickly shechted the mesukenes. But the assumption was that you're allowed to shecht the mesukenes, that it's going to be mutter. So we're just trying to figure out that assumption. All of this is not even to explain the halacha of the Mishnah, just to figure out the assumption that the Mishnah was making, that it's okay to eat a mesukenes. So Yibay Seima Mehacha says, another possibility is from the pasuk in Yecheskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel that in order to be mechaper for the averus of Klal Yisrael, he has to put himself through a number of difficult things to do. He has to eat some sort of terrible bread, and he has to in very specific quantities, and the baking of the bread has to be done in a way that is extremely disgusting. So Yecheskel says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want me to eat all these things that are absolutely gross? Do you know what kind of goof I've kept? What kind of body? I mean, obviously, I could have broken those, but he's saying, how is that appropriate for someone like me? Va'omar, aha, Hashem Elokim. Aha is an expression. It's like, how could this be Hashem? Hine nafshi lo mituma, mevela trefa lo achalti minu revadata. My nefesh was never tameh. I never ate a nevela trefa from my early youth. V'lo babifi besar pigul. I never ate besar pigul. So how could you have me eat these disgusting things? So what does Yecheskel really mean by all of these things? Why, Ishkayach, you never ate pigul. I mean, neither did I. Right, you never ate bus in the Velu Trefa, so you have kosher restaurants that you go to. Come on, well, what's he bragging about over here? So the Gemara darshans each phrase. Hine nafshi lo mitumah does not mean that he was never mitami himself. the mace on purpose because he was a Kohen. So that's not a Shevach that he was never metame himself purposely to a mace. He's a Kohen. That's a halacha. Now it means so harti beyom. Lovely day tumah belayla. He never had a hurim during the daytime, which would cause him to have tumas keri belayla. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf darshes from the pasuk when the Shmartim be called avara that a person is not allowed to be mahar biyom be lovely day tumah belayla. So Ben Yada explains that from the fact that it says biyom, it's because the beginning of the pasuk says kiteitze machna and derech yitzil melchama is always biyom. So it's the iser to be mahar belayla is samach lechashecha. There's more of a chashash that's going to be maybe day tumah. So that's what Ben Yada explains. So the bottom line is that Yecheskel says that I never had Yerurim. L'chora, this is also difficult because we said, how do I know he's not bragging that he was never Tameh because he's a Kohen, it's Asr to be Tameh. So he's bragging instead that he didn't have Yerurim Raim. That's also Asr, right? Not to have Yerurim Raim. So why is that okay to brag about? Right? Isn't that something that's Asr for everybody? So the Achronim explained based on the Gemara Bab Basra and Kufsam Chal and Beis, the Gemara Bab Basra says it's true that it's Asr, but there are certain Averos She'ina the Mitzel Mehem B'chol Yom that a person violates all the time, and it's like very, very difficult not to ever violate. So it's still impressive, right? Sometimes a person does something, yeah, you got to do it, but it's still very impressive that a person manages to do it. So that's what Yechaskel said. He didn't have Yerurim Biyom, lovely day tumah belayla. I just got an email a couple of last week from someone who runs a seminary. And he said that one of the Talmidot asked him if women are allowed to have Yehurim, right? Is it only, are women allowed to look at men that are inappropriately dressed? Or it's only Nisra and men looking at, right, a woman go see a rated R movie or something, right? Something like that. So that's that was the Shaila. So L'chora, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that there are two separate Yisurim of Yehurim. There's this one, Neshmatim called Avra, that a person shouldn't have Yehurim Biyom, Shami Yavul De Tumah Belayla. That obviously doesn't apply to women. There's no Tumas Keri by a woman, so she's never going to be maybe the day Tumah Belayla. But there's a separate Yisur of Stam having a little Sasur Rachre Enechem, Stam having Yehurim Averus. So that applies equally to women. So probably intuitively, it always struck me, intuitively we would assume that it's got to be not okay for women, but probably not as not okay as it is for men. So that's exactly what the halacha bears out, that it is not okay, but not okay as it is for men, because there are two Yisurim for men, there's only one Yisur for a woman. Then the Yecheskel goes on to say, says, Nevelu Trefa, lo achalti minu urai, that I didn't eat Nevelu Trefa. Shkoyach, no one eats, no from Jew eats Nevelu Trefa. No, I mean, shlo achalti basar koskos me olam. I never ate a basar of a behema masukenes, because what does koskos mean? Quick, shecht it, before it dies. So Yecheskel says, I stayed away from Mesukenes. So that's obviously something that was mutter, but Yecheskel had a chumrah that he didn't eat it. V'lo bab b'fi b'sar pigel, and I never ate pigel. Of course you never ate pigel. No, shlo achalti mebehema shahora b'chacham. I didn't even eat from a behema that required a chacham to paskin on it, that it's mutter, because that was an extra chumrah. Why would that be called pigel? Because pigel is an isser b'machshava. Shahora b'chacham, the chacham paskin that it's mutter, the whole reason to be machmir about it was because you thought that it was aser. But a hora b'chacham means that it required a hora'ah. They say that someone asked Rav Moshe a shayla once, and Rav Moshe said, it's mutter, it's fine. So the person said, should I stay away from it as a chumrah because basar shahora b'chacham, because it required a hora'ah? So Rav Moshe said, tell you the truth, this didn't really require a hora'ah, meaning it was obviously mutter. So a hora'ah means that it requires some significant judgment call to paskin on something. Mishum Rabbi Nasan Amru, shlo achalti mebehema, shlo hormu matnos seha, that I never ate from a behema that the matnos kuhuna were not taken from it, because by a behema you have to give the zroah l'chayayim v'keva, those are matnos kuhuna. So Yecheskel was a kohen, so he's allowed to eat from the animal before the matnos kuhuna were given from it, and even so he didn't do it. So yam bishlam asharia hainu rabusa Yecheskel. If you say that behema sukenes is mutter, so that's the godless of Yecheskel, that even though it's mutter, he stayed away from it. Yam v'tasira mai rabusa Yecheskel. But if anyway behema Muskenes is Asr, then what's the great chiddush that Yecheskel didn't do it? Now, so this is the that's the source, the final source for the fact that a behemah Muskenes is mutter. Now, one of the things we said about Yecheskel is that he didn't eat from basar kos from a behemah Muskenes. So, based on this, the Rambam writes and the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yardei Asumin Yud Zayin that Gedolei HaChachamim would not eat from a behemoth that they quickly shechted in order that they should get it in before it died, even though it was Mefarches at the end of Shechita, like our Mishnah says, as long as it's Mefarches, it's okay. And it's not an Isser, but anyone who wants to be Machmir, it's Meshubach to be Machmir. Says the Shach, that what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch mean, that if you want to be Machmir, Harizah Meshubach, that's only by a behemoth's guy, where there wouldn't be Hefsid Mammon li Yisrael. But if it's a behemoth that belongs to Yisrael, where it would be a Hefsid Mammon, then it's not a good Chumrah. This is a good Maramakum in terms of that topic of when a Chumrah is appropriate and when it's not appropriate. So one time that it's not appropriate is when it's going to be on someone else's cheshbon. So here you have a person who's going to lose out a lot of money if he can't sell this behemoth. So you can say, no, I don't need such behemoth. So that, no, but then he's going to lose out a lot of money. It's going to be a Hefsid Ruba for a Jew. It's an interesting point, though. It's saying that even though you're not the Jew who owns the animal, it's someone else, it's not your Hefsid Mammon, that's also called Hefsid Meruba. That even if it's someone else that's going to lose the money, it's called Hefsid Meruba. There is a Chasam Sofer that seems to be against that. There's a Chasam Sofer that seems to say that Hefsid Meruba is only when it's your Hefsid Meruba, not when it's someone else's Hefsid Meruba. That would not be considered a Hefsid Meruba if you're not going to be the one to lose the money. So that's a broader topic in Yeridaya, as far as how we define Hefsid Meruba. But as from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the discussion of how to define Behema Mesukenes.